Welcome back to GameMaker Live, broadcast number 10 for February 13th, 2010. At today's discussion table, we have
Jonathan Martin from the east of England.
Tamper 2 from Israel.
And one last person who doesn't seem to be listening to their Skype. We have Benjamin
from Western United States.
And he did actually talk.
And we're going to be joined by special guest Brian Fetcher, who is the host from GM Indie. Today for game reviews, we have Time Still by Zach064, an older game called Bloxbub 3 by That Games Guy, and then Flood the Chamber by Skoz. I don't know how you say that. Anyways, for news discussions, we have GameMaker Blog's GM Pro Contest results, GMC Reviewer's Choice Forum to open, or actually it is open, and GM Indies Magazine. So, shall we start with the game reviews?
Yep, and we'll leave that to you.
Okay, so the first game is Time Still, a featured game on Yo-Yo Games that was recently reviewed on GameMaker Blog. So yeah, in Time Still, you're this circle that goes around and you freeze time and you have to jump over things, obstacles such as spikes, and you use this the Z key to freeze everything in the level. So you kind of like, you'll freeze bullets in midair and you can use them as steps. So you have to strategically freeze everything at just the right time and unfreeze it so that you can get through the level. You have to collect little, I don't know what they are, little squares, little dancing thingies.
Yeah.
But yeah. Bullets are unharmful when time is frozen. But then there's little rockets that you hit, and so those are harmful even when time is frozen. Same with spikes.
And we have Zargi trying to call in at the moment, so I'm going to add him to the conference. Hello.
Hi.
I need some background interference, but okay. What did you want to call in about?
I just wanted to join the show.
Right. Josh?
Okay. So, did you get the chance to play the game Time Still?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was actually pretty good.
Graphics, sound, gameplay?
The graphics were actually pretty nice. The gameplay was pretty good. It was all around very good, a very good game.
Now I'm just going to get some screenshots. Oh, I think I have played this game, actually. Just for anyone wondering, I didn't expect to be here today, so I haven't actually had the chance to play any of the games.
Yep. So yeah, the walls of the game and the floor, they're like rectangles that are like, let's say, 16 inches tall and like 128 inches, well not inches, pixels wide. And they all rotate at all times to point to you. So it adds strange visual effect. But when you freeze time, they all stop rotating and they like turn white. And so you've got to get used to the strange look, because you can't exactly tell what's solid ground and what's not solid ground because everything's constantly moving. So you have to add that into your list of things you have to watch.
Now, I don't know whether it's the same person, but I think someone else might have made a kind of platformer with this before, but didn't really mean it in any serious way.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether this is like the evolution of...
Was it Madness by now?
No, Madness is the thing that goes round in a circle. It wasn't that. It was something else. But it wasn't meant to be a game. It was a test, I think, or something.
I think it was like, one sec, let me try to find that. I think I have it. By the way, am I Are you getting a lot of background noise?
There is some
slight buzz on your voice, but not much background noise.
Okay.
But yeah, unfortunately, this is one of those unsung games. There's all of 8 replies in the topic or so. Actually, 7 replies in the topic. Even though it's a featured game on Yo-Yo Games, was reviewed at GameMaker Blog, I'm pretty sure on Indie Games and Bitejacker, which are also both very popular.
And now here.
And now here on GM Live. But yeah, this game could really use some more publicity.
It looks like a good game.
Phil says the sound quality is bad.
Let's have a listen. It was working okay earlier, whether it's just because we're getting some feedback, I have no idea at all.
I can try my streaming alternative.
Yeah, but that's just pain.
Sound quality bad. So, shall we move on to the next game?
Well, we could, but Nathan Hewed or Heard is now cooling. Shall I add him or shall I deny?
Let's add him.
Hello, Nathan. And more background say it.
Hello.
Would you be able to turn down the radio in the background, please? Nathan,
hello?
It sounds like a sports channel.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, have you played the game?
Could you turn down the radio in the background, please?
I can't hear it anymore.
It's off.
I can hear... Oh, wait, that's from his... That's from the webpage I'm on. I was visiting this webpage and I'm hearing these sports guys going on and on about something, and I'm like, someone's not supposed to be doing that. So, yeah, Nathan, what is going on?
The next game, Box Blood 3.
So did you get a chance to play it?
Box Blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reviewed it like some months ago. It was one of the greatest Game Maker 3D games I played after Adventure Road. It was a really professional game, the most professional I see even from the commercial games on the Game Maker community.
Your voice is fading in and out. Could you try to talk at constant volume, please?
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it seems to be okay.
Okay, I said it was one of the most professional games, let alone 3D games, I see in the Game Maker community. That games guy, you know, he outdid himself. He's like the master of game 3D.
Yeah, I can agree with
that. Cool stuff, you
know? Wow, it actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
It does.
I've played it before. I think it was fun, except it got like really, really hard, like really fast. I got way far, but it just got too hard for me, so I just quit playing it. It was way too hard.
Yeah. I thought it was very good.
I thought it was good. The first time I played it, I also thought it was very hard. But I would play it again. I actually didn't
play it.
I'll like play 3 or 4 levels, then I'll give up. And then I'll come back in a couple of days and I'll play 3 or 4 more levels, and then I'll give up.
It's when it's 4. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Well, it's only in September the 11th, 2008. Actually, that's quite a long time ago now.
Yeah.
I still think it's 2009.
Yeah, I keep writing 2009 on stuff.
By July, I normally get used to it.
Yeah.
Yes, same here.
Okay. I don't know whether someone else who was going to review this game ever got around to it. Let's have a look. Sorry, I've been hitting my keyboard. Anyway, while we wait for them to reply, shall we move on to Flood the Chamber by Scars?
We can.
Go for it.
Sounds like a good idea.
Whoa. Having a look at the screenshots, that looks quite good. But whether it actually is or not.
Yes, it does. I have set up an alternate stream on ustream.tv. For anyone that would like to listen there, if they think we're too crackly on our stream. So yeah, just click that link if you want to hear an alternate stream.
We have Tanag on the show right now. He has been away playing Lock Blob, or whatever, 3.
I think he was. Blob.
Yeah.
And you're a bit too loud. Can you turn yourself down, please?
So what did you think of the game?
Me?
Yeah,
hold on. So thank you for your call, Nathan.
Yeah.
I thought.
Whoa.
The music was quite nice.
Mhm.
But it was a bit loud as well.
Right.
The camera kept glitching on me and kept going through all the walls.
Can someone turn their radio down, please?
I'm not listening to any radio.
The music was quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a bit loud as well.
The camera kept glitching
on me and
went, okay. Whoops. Yeah, that was pretty weird happened there.
Hey, sorry.
Carry on.
I thought the music was a bit loud, but it was quite good and catchy. The camera kept going through the walls on me. The game controls was quite easy to learn, and I got the hang of them within 5 minutes. And the overall, the game was really good, along with the graphics, and the lighting in level 7, I think, had the right effect. And I give the game 7 out of 10.
Now, I just want to point out here that Tanag doesn't actually use Game Maker, and he's probably... Have you ever used Game Maker?
Once, but I was horrible at it.
Yeah. And I kind of speak to him on Skype and MSN, but he just kind of joined us today. So he doesn't really know what any of the other Game Maker games are probably like. So. Yeah.
I thought the game. Yes?
Go ahead.
I thought the game was the only real quip I have with it is that you can't walk backwards. That's the only thing I really have with it at the moment.
Yeah, I found that as the most annoying thing in it. I keep hitting a backwards key.
Because when you place the bombs, when you place the bombs, you can't. It's cut. You have to walk back to keep from getting damaged, and that's really hard.
Right.
Because you can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing is my computer's a little bit slow, so it didn't run. Fast, but that's just me.
Yeah, it was a bit same for me. When I completed a level, it like froze up for a few seconds before actually working again.
But at least you completed a level. I quit the game after I made it to the third layer.
So, Did we ever explain what the game is about?
I don't think you did, actually.
No. No, you didn't. Hmm.
So, Josh, do you want to do that?
I guess. It's a game by the now-retired Game Maker community moderator, That Games Guy. It was released back in 2008 in September. Actually, that's when the topic was made. It is 3.42 megabytes compressed. There's about 40 levels. It is the sequel, I guess, to Bloxbub 1 and Bloxbub 2, and it's in 3D. It's a hero astronaut secret agent game that you have to face annoying flying robots, dangerous one-eyed blobs, and deadly mushroom-shaped three-eyed alien thingies. Experience the strange story of an astronaut who is thrown into an alien arena and reaches the inner sanctum. Keep an eye on your stats while jumping, running, and avoiding enemies. So yeah, it's pretty nice.
Now, I don't think we actually moved on to Flood the Chamber, but I really like the screenshots. I'm actually downloading it right now. I should have it downloaded in about 1 minute 14 seconds. So, yeah. Oh no, it's just jumped. So Josh, what's this game about? Flood the Chamber by Skulls.
Oh, Flood the Chamber.
There was a lot of stuff on the problem I had with it was that it ran slow because it was all one big room and was just there was a lot of stuff on the screen, so it made it run slow.
And it was
hard. I think it would have been better if it was split into separate rooms.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is actually quite hard. Now, is it just one room, or is it lots of rooms? Is it just the whole game is just this one room?
I think it's just one.
So nobody's actually.
I think it's just.
Yeah.
I think it's just one room. I didn't finish the first or one room.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean.
No, I'm starting to get past the first little bit. So.
Yeah, you're like pre-set up to fail.
Yeah.
There's no safe haven that you can rest and start back every time. So.
Oh, yeah, living well hard.
It's kind of weird the way he floats when he jumps.
Oh, stupid.
Instead of having. I don't know, it's hard to describe.
Yeah, I give up on that. But I like the graphics anyway, so. But the gameplay is way too hard.
Yeah, I've started it up and the music is really annoying.
I turned the music off, so.
I muted the music.
Yeah, I have.
When I played it, the music was too quiet, or I didn't notice it the first time, so I just put on my own music.
Epic.
This is so hard. Oh, crap. Hard. Hell. Try it again. Fourth time.
Very nice sound effects here.
Is that game even beatable? I mean, come on. You have 3 lives.
Now, I wonder how many people have actually got through it and completed it. Or if anyone actually has.
I got about halfway across the bottom level with it.
Same.
I actually got up onto the second level. But I got up.
I'm in the second level.
I believe he should zoom in for his views. The view is too small.
Yeah.
So it's like really zoomed out, like you're from outer space playing a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed.
I think that's
close. The only problem I had was that it ran slow because it was all one big room and was just there was a lot of.
Nick Perrin. And after this really quick break, we are going to come back finish up the game discussions and move on to the news.
Yeehaw!
And that's right, you are listening to GameMaker Live. So we've finished our reviews, and now it's time to move on to the news section. For today's news topics, we have GameMaker Blog's GameMaker Pro Contest, the GMC Reviewers Forum, and GM Indies Magazine.
Now, we were hoping to get Grinjow on to talk about the GMCG, but unfortunately he has declined within the last few moments. Anyway, on to GameMaker Blog's GM Pro Contest results.
Yes. So, GameMaker Blog decided they wanted a new favorite icon and Twitter avatar to represent their spite. They held a contest to see who could come up with the best one and said that they would give out GameMaker Pro to the one that they thought was best. The winner was Matt Scora, I'm going to say.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So he gets to choose from a copy of GameMaker 8 Pro, an indie game of his choice, or advertising on his blog, or on their blog, for a prize. So I guess he can get an ad space, or he can get an indie game up to like $25 value on Steam, or he can get GameMaker 8 Pro.
I wonder what he's chosen.
Maybe he'll post.
Now, I wonder whether it's just a smoothed-down version of the Favicon. Or whether
I'm
it's...
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It looks like it could be, but then... if you look real close, there's no underline and overline over the text GMB in the Favicon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And also, it looks like a slightly different font, so I'm pretty sure it's not the same.
Same background, maybe.
Still looks nice, though.
Yeah. I'm not saying it didn't look nice, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
And Philip Gamble says in the chat he is having GameMaker 8 Pro sent this morning.
That's neat.
So, I hope he enjoys GameMaker 8 Pro. He certainly deserves it, because it's a nice logo.
Yes.
And Favicon.
Yeah, it is. I wonder if Phil will post some of the other entries for us.
Yeah, that would be quite nice.
So we could see what else there was.
And hopefully he'll reply to that within the next little while.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have the GameMaker Community Reviews Choice Forum opens.
Yes, I think this is a very good thing, personally.
Yes.
Never mind.
Now I'm waiting for them to open up the regular members review submissions.
Yeah.
I've been PMing back and forth with Casey, and you send in an application like your review to either Casey or Frostblade, and if you get accepted, you get put into the GM reviews group or whatever it is on the GMC, and then you have the ability to post topics. I think you might also have the ability to close them, but I'm not sure. Anyways, you post 2 to 3 reviews during your term, which runs for a couple of months. I've talked to her about possibly doing video reviews. She said it's not a bad idea, but they want to keep it text for now, but they'll consider that in the future. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, especially with all the magazines dying off, you know? We still need reviews of games.
So what do we think of the quality of these reviews?
Well, I haven't really seen very many yet. Actually, I don't even know if there's any reviews posted yet.
There's 4.
Yeah, there are.
Oh.
There are.
Hey. Yeah, I'll have to check them out.
Madness one is on there.
Yeah, the nice thing is that people serve terms and then they're not able to serve another one for a certain set of time. They post a certain number of reviews. That way, it's different people getting a chance to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely
nice variety.
No, I think it would be interesting to see whether this kind of fails or works.
Yes,
I think it'll work. It should if people aren't stupid.
Right. I'm wondering, is it going to... I mean, right now, I'm sure they've gotten, like, hundreds of questions in the past day of, can I be a reviewer, can I be a reviewer? But I'm wondering, how long is that excitement going to last?
Yeah.
In 10 weeks, is it just going to be a dead forum? Because people don't always like to read text reviews, myself included.
Yeah.
So, topic seems to have died.
Yeah, sorry, I was just reading Skype because Nathan is spamming Skype.
Well, yeah. He's providing us with exclusive information.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The next topic is...
The next topic is...
GM Indies Magazine. That seems to have...
Died.
Don't throw snowballs at the window! I'm not gonna break the window! Yeah, it snowed. It snows like twice a year, once a year over here.
We've had it here loads over the past 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Lots of global warming.
I mean, really.
Yeah, down in Alabama, we don't usually get that much snow at all. We got just a tiny bit.
In Alabama?
Yeah.
I thought you were in Oregon. Or actually, I thought you were in Washington, like, or in Seattle.
No, I'm in Alabama. Sorry. I mean...
Anyway, moving on to Jim and...
Oh, wait, that was Zargi I was talking to, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, I thought you were Brian Fetcher. Because your voice sounds almost exactly the same as his. I'm like, wait a minute. I know he lives in West Coast time. Alabama is not in West Coast time. That explains a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. GMT's magazine.
Fails. Just like quite a lot of the magazines lately.
They didn't close, they're revamping.
They're just changing formats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not over.
Well, we'll see how. Well, we'll see if they get this GMND TV thing. that'll be fun.
More media wars.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly looking forward to the opening of it. Let's see, they're going to take like 6 months to prepare a 5-minute TV show. I do want to see what they're going to come up with, though.
The crops at GMTV.
And I do want to get out our episode 3.
Hint. In my direction.
Kind of waiting for an editor.
Yeah, I feel like a hint is coming in my direction here.
Yeah.
That I'm busy.
Rebel tweeted the other week that, you know, she was sad because GMTV is done and he misses editing for it. I really, really doubt that he would want to come edit for us, though.
Have you asked him?
I did the day they announced they were closing. He was not interested.
Maybe it's worth asking him again. Maybe he's changed his mind.
Yeah, he did agree, though, to help me edit for my YouTube channel. Now I'm not going to plug that here. But yeah. So I'm thinking that maybe if I could do that with him for a while and warm him up to the idea. I don't know, just an idea.
I don't know, ever since you
look at
the GM, really. No logo programming or really anything. I don't know if he's going to quit pretty soon.
Yeah. Who?
Rebel. Brad.
Retire from what?
game maker in the community.
He may. I don't know.
Brian Fetcher isn't actually in our chat.
Can we invite him? Maybe get his insight?
Well, I got rid of him because his bad sound quality of our acting. He's now being wrong. Anyway, for recaps, we have soon to be Brian Fetcher on the show. We have Joshua Pedroza. We have Nathan Hude, or whatever. I don't know how to put it. Is it Nathan Hurd? Hude?
Hurd, like a herd of cow.
Alright. We've got Sampa. We have got Chenard. And we have got Zangi. And Brian Fetcher doesn't seem to be answering.
I told him to join. He's on my Skype too. He just joined.
I added him, but he doesn't seem.
And if you want to call in, just call the Game Maker Live Skype account, and we will add you to the conversation.
He says he's testing his mic out right now, so he can't get on.
All right.
Ah.
Oh well. So, next hot topic.
Let's see.
Got some garbage lines seem to be offline.
Game Maker Block had a survey. That was nice. And then there was the Independent Developer Magazine.
Have they released one? Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
The buyer.
Sorry, I just what?
Brian Fetcher suggests that we talk about DC's Snowstorm. Maybe in a few minutes.
Why don't you discuss Arcane Adventures?
Discuss what?
Arcane Adventures.
What's that?
You don't know what that is? The newest online game.
Wait, what is it? Should they send you a link?
Yeah, I'll send it right now.
Back up. Our users are saying that they would like to hear about weather reports. Well, some of them. This is a Game Maker Show, not weather reports, but we like to talk about the weather.
In Chicago, there's no longer snowing, but there remains 3 inches of snow on the ground.
It's snowing
in Chicago. In the UK, we have rain.
Okay.
All right.
How about the yo-yo games competition? Have you seen any more games that are worthwhile now, or is it still too early?
Well, taking a quick look on their website, I see the usual hundreds of really phony clone games. As usual, there's usually at least 95% of them. And then there's a few moderately well-made games. Sorry, 7 pages of games. Wow.
Whoa. That's a lot.
I'm not seeing very many well-looking or good-looking games yet, but I'm quite sure that there will be plenty.
Great.
So, yeah, we should probably wrap up in a minute, but Jonathan is away from the keyboard, so we can't exactly do that.
Okay,
He said he was listening.
Yeah, I'm still listening. Say.
Oh. Yeah. So,
Yeah, so, Josh, do you want to say the final words?
Yeah, thank you everyone for listening. Our next broadcast, when is that, on the 27th?
The 27th, yeah.
Yes. So thank you for listening, thanks for coming. Our archive will be posted hopefully soon, like within 24 hours, as opposed to last time's archive, which I finally posted last night. Yeah. I hope you all enjoy the Olympics. Go Team USA.
Anyway, I would like to thank Zagi, Tanag, Nathan Hurd, and Brian Fetcher, kind of, and Benjamin Newell or something, for joining me on today's show.
Yes.
So we will...
So thank you.
Yeah.
I guess we will see you next time.